movements. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden ordering soldiers to Eastern Europe in response to the Russian military buildup near Ukraine.
2,000 U.S. troops are deploying to Poland and Germany this week. 1,000 others are shifting from Germany to Romania amid ongoing tensions with Russia and a military buildup on Ukraine's border.
We do not know if Russia has made a final decision to further invade Ukraine, but it clearly has that capability.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the troop movement signaled a U.S. commitment to NATO. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said while an invasion may not be imminent,
we said he could invade at any time. That's true. We still don't know that he's made a decision.
Russia has accused the U.S. and allies of increasing tensions. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Son of a New York City judge has pled guilty to civil disorder and other charges for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. Authorities say Aaron Mostovsky could face up to 18 months in prison under federal sentencing guidelines. The White House COVID response team says it's now preparing to get the Pfizer vaccine doses ready for kids under five.
We're working closely with states, local health departments, pediatricians, families, doctors, and pharmacies to ensure the vaccine is available at thousands of locations nationwide.
COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients. Yesterday, Pfizer asked the FDA for approval of the vaccine for the youngest kids. New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan remains hospitalized after the 49-year-old suffered a stroke. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wished him well.
I was glad and relieved to hear that he is expected to make a full recovery. And all of us are rooting for him every step of the way between now and the day he makes his return to the Senate.
Senator Lujan's office says he'll be out for at least 4 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The funeral today for the second of two New York City police officers killed 2 weeks ago when they responded to a domestic disturbance call.
At New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral, a farewell to Officer Wilbert Mora, the second NYPD officer to die from gunshots from a domestic violence suspect. Both the 27-year-old Mora and his partner, Jason Rivera, were gunned down in a Manhattan apartment building, another example of rising violence in New York City, directed often at police.
And every day that I walk the streets of New York, the people of this city reminds me, support our police and let them know we appreciate them.
New York's new mayor, Eric Adams, like his partner, Mora, is now posthumously promoted to detective. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Britain's prime minister digs in as he's criticized over holding parties during coronavirus lockdowns.
He insists he's going nowhere. Britain's prime minister, Boris Johnson, back in Parliament today as critics circle.
The prime minister is now a dangerous distraction at home.
Opposition lawmaker Ian Blackford.
And a running joke on the international stage.
Yep. Says Johnson should resign over parties held at his office during coronavirus lockdowns. Johnson rejects those calls.
Fox's Simon Owen in London, a senior lawmaker in Johnson's ruling Conservative Party, has joined a bid to oust the prime minister, saying the party has become distracted. The Washington football team has revealed its new name, the Commanders. The name change comes 18 months after renewed pressure from sponsors helped convince the storied franchise to drop the old name following decades of criticism that it was offensive to Native Americans. The organization also committed to avoiding Native American imagery in its rebrand after calling itself the Washington Football Team for the past two seasons. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.